أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. At the completion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, ulama have drawn our attention to a few very, very important aspects. One is that whatever amal we do, and we can do them perfectly also, but it is not compulsory upon Allah to accept it. Allah Ta'ala, even if a person does his amal, loves his whole life perfectly also, it is not compulsory upon Allah Ta'ala to accept it. Yes, Allah Ta'ala, out of His great mercy and kindness, accepts even our rotten and weak amal. But it is not compulsory, as certain deviated sects believe, that whatever we do, now it's compulsory for Allah to accept. There is nothing compulsory upon Allah. Allah is totally independent. He does it just as He pleases. And nobody can control, obey Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can give mashura to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is as He is. So if He wishes to, He accepts. But He is most kind, most merciful. And in His great mercy and for kindness, Allah Ta'ala accepts. The other is that when we do our amal, then it isn't sufficient that we have just done them. But it is very important we make dua that, please now, O Allah, You accept it from us also. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, yeah, what his son built, the Kaaba Sharif, what a great, the biggest masjid in the world, the greatest, most honorable masjid, and in what difficult conditions they built it. And that building is standing till today, with all renovations from time to time, but it is standing till today. And so he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. So that we also, after whatever amal we do, we should make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, please accept it. And in the manner that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, and he taught us that, O Allah, it is not worthy of acceptance. Of course, Ibrahim alayhi salam, what his actions, his niyat, so pure, so clean. And all the what they used to build the Kaaba, 100% pure sources. Not tainted, not tempted in any way with any doubtful thing. But yet he said, Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. So when we also do our amal, we should beg Allah for acceptance, that, O Allah, please accept it. And we should say, also try and use these very words, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. O Allah, You accept, though it's not worthy of acceptance, but in Your great mercy and kindness, You accept it. And then, thirdly, that after whatever amal we do, and like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the father of all the Anbiya, the great, great Anbiya, and he also did not feel his amal to be accepted. This should be understood, that we are, no matter our ikhlas, our whatever money we use for our ibadah, whatever it can be, so pure and clean, but it is limited. We are limited in every aspect, and Allah is unlimited. So a limited thing can never fulfill the rights of the unlimited. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example, like we have water in a glass. The glass is limited. Compared to the glass, the jug is unlimited, though it is limited also. But the water of the jug can't fit in the glass. The glass is too small to contain it. The water in the jug, it is a lot compared to the glass. But compared to the tap where the water just flows all the time, the water in the jug is limited. The water from the tap, so to say, is unlimited, though it is also limited. It's coming from the reservoir all the time, and it's flowing all the time. And the water of a river is so much, especially big rivers, but compared to the sea, it is like unlimited. The sea is unlimited. And of course, the sea, no matter how much, the seven seas, but they are also limited after all. Allah in no way is limited. So a person, a human being who is limited in all his capacities, he can never fulfill the rights of him who is unlimited. Therefore, we should always realize that whatever amal we do, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, I could not fulfill your rights, O my Allah, you accept it in your mercy and kindness, so how much more mustn't we do that? And we should think that, do we ever read the du'as after we have done any amal, reading Quran Sharif for acceptance of it by Allah Ta'ala. Just doing the amal is not enough. Whatever work we are doing, we are teaching, we are doing tabligh work, we are doing tazkiyah work, whatever, but then we must make du'a for its acceptance. And the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam's amal are of such a high level. We as ordinary people, our amal is at a very, very low level. And Allah in His great mercy accepts ours just as we do it. Of course, but the reward is also accordingly. The Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam's level is required of a very high level. Very high level, their ibadat is required. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, keeping that also in mind, said, Ya Allah, I could not fulfill your right. You out of your kindness, you accepted. And the other dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made, Watub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. And O Allah, you please forgive us. That is a sign of the righteous and the pious. They don't commit sins. They are doing good deeds, but on that they are asking for forgiveness. That even that the open sinners like us, we are committing sin and we don't even ask for forgiveness. There are no sins on any Nabi. A Nabi is completely protected from committing any type of sin, but yet they are asking for forgiveness. That their stage by Allah is so great that they whatever ibadat they do, they feel we haven't fulfilled their rights. And that is, Allah wants that level of ibadat from the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. So we also should make dua that whatever good deeds we do, O Allah, forgive us in that, all our faults in that good deeds. For example, we all just made fajr now, but we all know what was the condition of our concentration in the namaz. So we have to ask for forgiveness of our good deeds. The open gunas, even much more, we must ask for forgiveness. So this is also one aspect in our lives, that do we have to do good deeds? Do them, but after that, beg for acceptance. Beg for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And a person who does that, he is greatly loved by Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, a person who does deeds and feels proud of himself now, that I did so much ibadat, I did so much work, then there is a great fear that it will be totally rejected by Allah Ta'ala. As long as a person has got this humbleness in him, humility in him, no arrogance and boastfulness, I did so much, I'm doing so much, then there is hope that his will be accepted very greatly. So we must fear very greatly that no pride must come to us. And it shows, like for example, if we go home now and we found the wife overslept, and now we start shouting at her, you are so useless, you don't get up for Fajr. In other words, I'm so good, I got up for Fajr, I went to the masjid, you are still sleeping here. Or the children, we have to make sure our children make namaz also. But to shout them in such a way that I'm very pious, you people are useless. When we were small, as though we were making even tahajjud at that time. We were far from namaz when we were small. The environment, atmosphere was not like as it is today. And we start shouting at them and to speaking to them very harshly. That should not be the case. With love and kindness, then it will show our humbleness also. So this is also a very important attitude, whether it is for us, whether it is for the people. A person is pious, is going in jamaat, an alim is giving bayans, etc. But there must never be the attitude that I'm more pious than you people. You people are so useless, you are doing nothing. We are doing everything. That attitude should never be in us. Always a humble attitude and begging from Allah Ta'ala. So the the Quran teaches us great, great lessons. May these, may we have the knowledge of it also, and may we practice upon it also, and then become the favorites of Allah Ta'ala. And as long as a person fears from Allah, he's a favorite of Allah. And when he thinks, I'm a favorite of Allah, and I'm very pious, then that person is in great danger. May Allah guide us to righteousness, except from us.